This is your NPR station, 91.5 WUNC, also heard on the Outer Banks at 90.9 and 91.1 FM. Reuniting with people we have known is a special kind of ritual. For commentator Nancy Peeler-Keppel, reunions have taken on a new meaning.
I have gone to reunions for as long as I can remember. Reunions of family, friends, classmates. All have fit the definition, a gathering of people who have been separated. But until last September, I had never been to a reunion of people who had not only been separated, but who also had never been together. It was a gathering of graduates from Salisbury, North Carolina's two high schools, Price and Boyden. 50 years ago, in 1948, we had graduated from schools that were less than a mile apart, but worlds apart in many ways. Location had made us neighbors, but segregation had made us strangers. The setting was a student union on the beautiful campus of Livingston College, renowned for its contributions to the education of African Americans. That day, we had breakfast together, the kind of breakfast we remembered from our childhood: eggs, bacon, biscuits, grits, and gravy. The frightening words cholesterol and diet were not in our vocabulary back then. Exercise machines didn't exist as far as I know. Riding our bikes, walking to school, mowing the yard with the push mower, marching in the band, and sports were about all the exercise we could manage. We talked about our award-winning bands and textbooks that we had had in common. I was embarrassed to learn that the Price students had worn our hand-me-down uniforms after they were altered by the girls in their home ec classes, and that when we got new books, they got our old ones. They told us of erasing our names and of wrapping the frayed covers with brown paper. All of us remembered going to the 10-cent picture shows on Saturdays. We enjoyed the same westerns, but weren't allowed to sit together. The black students had to watch from the balcony. Among our Boyden classmates was 1952's Miss North Carolina. A Price graduate stood to tell us that her beautiful baby daughter, born that year, was named for her. We took time to share stories of grandchildren, the trials of aging, our travels, and our plans for the future. It seems fitting that on that same September weekend, when Dr. John Hope Franklin gave his report on race relations and President Clinton called for One America, the high school classes of 48 became, at long last, one class. For our benediction, we joined hands and sang a new class song, Amazing Grace, which was written by a slave captain whose eyes were opened many years ago. Our eyes and hearts were open on that unforgettable day when we gathered as strangers and left as friends. What amazing grace! I have told you about this unique experience with the hope that as you plan your high school reunion, you will consider an event which brings together graduates of segregated schools. This is Nancy Peeler-Keppel.
Nancy Peeler-Keppel lives in the Triangle area. This is 91.5 WUNC.